Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, lots of shows slowly opening on and off Broadway over the next few weeks. I will be giving my thoughts on Jellicle Ball, Fallen Angels, Death of a Salesman, Mexodus, Fear of 13, and Dog Day Afternoon, but not quite yet. There is protocol for theater reporters, understandable when one knows what goes into getting a play from its gestation to its final draft. One that I can now report on, though, has just opened, and that's called Giant, which is likely to earn John Lithgow yet another trophy. That man has won Tonys, Emmys, and Olivier's. Now, Giant, written by Mark Rosenblatt, tells the true story of children's book author Roald Dahl and his lifelong battle with anti-Semitism. This is a day in the life of all that, when an agent arrives, seeking a resolution of sorts. She is played by Aya Cash, who will likely be nominated for her performance as well. It's too early to say Lithgow has a Tony wrapped up. Hey, Nathan Lane is coming at Death of a Salesman. Adrian Brody is a man on death row, not to mention Daniel Radcliffe and Every Brilliant Thing. But John Lithgow remains a towering, yet somehow relatable, theatrical presence. Now, my other show this week could not have been more different, and I'm still kind of reeling from its impact. Dear John is a one-woman piece playing at the HERE, H-E-R-E, Arts Center, way downtown and downstairs. But what a beauty. It takes place 2011, and a recent college graduate is trying to move out of her mom's house when she receives a message from a mysterious stranger named John on Facebook. Now, this play is based on a true story about what happens when a long-absent father finds his not-quite-adult daughter. Anyway, it's beautifully told and performed by Rachel Lynn about the ways we try and too often fail to reach each other. Again, that's Dear John. I'm not sure how long it's staying in. I have to say that, but keep an eye on it. In the meantime, there is always just basic theater news, starting with Ragtime, extending once again at Lincoln Center, now through August. And Lea Michele, who, by the way, started in that play as a little girl, will play her final performance in Chess on Broadway at the Imperial Theater on June 21st. A replacement has not yet been announced. The Chess revival began October 15th, and it's been extended twice. And Matthew Broderick, God bless him, who I recently saw in Tartuffe, is now at the Irish Rep in a new one called Ulster American. That's up through May 10th. Off-Broadway is enjoying a very interesting season right now, so here goes. Fanny, A Fantasy in G, is a world premiere play with music from off-brand opera. That begins March 26th at the ART New York Theaters. Here's the pitch on that one. Following her relentless dream of being the first published female composer, Fanny Mendelssohn must ride the razor's edge of German society, torn by social strife between her parents' rigid expectations and her desperate need for music. Fanny sets out on a fateful journey to claim her divine gifts and that transforms her life. Here's another intriguing one. After touring nationally and internationally, the solo show called Nicole Travolta, no relation, by the way, is doing all right. That one returns to Soho Playhouse for an encore engagement from April 1st to May 10th. This is an 85-minute comedy that blends stand-up, confessional storytelling, and transformational character work. And then there is always BAM, Brooklyn Academy of Music, which never stops offering original stuff. Now in its 20th year, its Word Sound Power program returns this April with a landmark celebration of women in hip-hop culture, featuring Pulitzer Prize finalist and award-winning performer Elsa Davis. Again, that's Word Sound Power, part of BAM. P.S., Jane Fonda will do a one-night stand at BAM. If you look it up, I think it's April 21st. It's about climate change. And one more to mention, Heavenly Baba, B-A-B-A, produced by Emmy and Peabody Award winner Hassan Minhaj and written by and starring comedian Ismaël Lütfi, starts performances April 2nd at the Soho Playhouse. Lutfi's father tried to convert the state of Florida to Islam by using his car as a moving billboard. Heavenly Baba is being called a hilarious and touching exploration of what it means to express oneself honestly and authentically. And let's face it, Oedipus and that clan are having a moment. The public now has Antigone, what I learned in high school, as previews begin for Antigone in Analysis, running April 5th at La Mama downstairs, that's on East 4th Street. The legendary story here is reimagined as a feminist fever dream of Greek storytelling. Anyway, all this follows this slightly updated revival of Oedipus, which had a lovely run at Studio 54, and will pick up some Tonys, I promise. All right, the death of the week, a man named Robert Fox, a two-time Tony-winning producer of Chess, believe it or not, God of Carnage, Skylight, and others. He died at the age of 73. His career spanned theater, film, and television, including producing The Audience, executive producing The Crown, and earning an Oscar nomination for The Hours. That's a big one. Robert Fox helped bring productions like The Boy from Oz and Frost Nixon to Broadway, and he won Tony Awards for God of Carnage and Skylight. Wow. Thank you for your service. Speaking of which, finally, it seems more politicos are using their star power to help shows. I mentioned Jane Fonda already. And we know that Hillary Clinton was a producer of Suffs, and now Barack and Michelle Obama are co-producing the latest revival of Proof. That's the black version, starring Don Cheadle and Aya Edebiri of The Bear. Two other stars from that popular TV series, by the way, are on stage in Dog Day Afternoon, which I will likely discuss next week. Whew. Anyway, use your own power to support arts near you, and I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.